Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Friends of the Earth International in its fight for gender justice. Aiming to continue developing a conceptual framework on patriarchy and the importance of dismantling it to achieve system change and environmental justice, Environmental Federation Friends of the Earth International will hold an important meeting from April the 30th to May the 4th in San Cristóbal de las Casas, Chiapas State. The event will be organized by the Gender Justice Dismantling Patriarchy Working Group of Friends of the Earth International and will take place at the Alternato Center of Organization Otros Mundos Chiapas, Friends of the Earth Mexico, outside the city. This is the second meeting of the working group, which met for the first time in September last year in Accra, capital of Ghana. To know more about the activity, its goals, the political framework that serves as a basis for this new area of work of Friends of the Earth International, and the role of women in the resistance and the building of solutions against the current crisis at global level, among other issues, Rio Burbillo interviewed the facilitator of the Gender Justice Dismantling Patriarchy Working Group, Celia Aldridge. Celia is also part of Friends of the Earth International's membership development team.
Real World Radio welcomes Celia Aldridge. She is one of the people who works in the Gender Justice and Dismantling Patriarchy Working Group. She is facilitating this group in Friends of the Earth International and also a member of the membership development team of the Environmental Federation. Celia, it's really nice to be in touch with you. You have done a great work with us in the last year, and now we are talking something about that also for this year. How are you, Celia?
Yeah, really well. Thank you. Thanks for the invitation.
Celia, so Friends of the Earth International is celebrating the second meeting of the Gender Justice and Dismantling Patriarchy Working Group. This last time, last year, was in Accra. You did a press coverage of this moment for Real World Radio last year. And this year it's going to be celebrated in San Cristóbal de las Casas. That this is in the Mexican state of Chiapas from April the 30th until May the 4th. Celia, how are you being ready for this moment, and why Friends of the Earth International is celebrating this new meeting on this issue, particularly this year?
Well, as a working group, as you say, we met together in Ghana last year in September. It was always our plan to try and meet once a year, face to face. As a working group, we are two representatives per region and two per international structure, and we're based around the world. So for us, it's really important to come together and to really strengthen our work as a group and our group dynamics. So as you say, we're just about to have our second face-to-face meeting, which will be in Chiapas, hosted by FO Mexico, by Otros Mundos. We're super excited to have the chance to come together again, and particularly to be thinking about the evaluation of our work so far and the planning of our work for the next period, as well as actually having the chance to come together to learn and to discuss the internal context and the internal challenges. So that's kind of the context of why we're coming together in about 10 days' time.
Okay, Celia, you are mentioning some general issues or objectives. And I would like to ask you if there is any specific item or objective itself that you are planning to work with or to work about during this meeting.
Yeah, one of the exciting objectives we have is actually to wrap up some of the work that we got started last year. As a working group, we are only a year old, which means that we're still kind of getting started in terms of the activities that we're carrying out. And we face some of the limitations of budget and of time availability. But we've started some really exciting pieces of work. And the idea, for example, is to wrap up our conceptual framework document that we've been working on collectively since the end of last year. And this document is very much a response or an initial response to the demands of the Federation to understand better, what is gender justice and what is patriarchy and why do we want to dismantle it and why do we believe this is important for system change and for environmental justice. So that's one of the pieces of work that we'll be doing together. We also understand that it's really important to discuss and analyze together the external context. You know, there's been a lot in the last few months in relation to scandals that have come out, also to how that has an impact on social organizations. And we think it's really important to think collectively about that as FOI. We also understand that, you know, in the light of advancing conservative attack on women's autonomy, on our bodies. So we understand that it's important to understand that in order to also look at our internal challenges. And one of the things we'd really like to do is to talk about how we're going to communicate what we do, why we, you know, how we're going to communicate why we think it's important, why we think it contributes to system change with the rest of the Federation and outside of the Federation. And we'll also have a public moment where we'll be exchanging with feminist collectives in San Cristobal and from the region. And that's a super exciting moment of learning together and sharing the different struggles and the different contexts in which we struggle around the world. So there'll be some of the key moments. We'll also be looking forward to the annual general meetings that we have in each of our regions, and then to the biennial general meeting in November, and thinking as a working group, how do we prepare ourselves? What are our expectations? What proposals do we have for the Federation, and how can we build that work together?
Okay, Celia, as you said before, this is a working group which is only 1 year old. It's also true that almost 2 years before, in the biennial general meeting of Friends of the Earth International, the Environmental Federation decided to go through this gender justice and dismantling patriarchy work. And it is really true that in this period, it is something which is really being part of all the programs in the Federation, the different working groups. So it's really part of our hearts nowadays as a Federation. How would you evaluate the process of the working group and the Federation itself with this gender justice and dismantling patriarchy process, Celia?
Yeah, as you say, we really feel that we're moving forward. Of course, the working group is only a year old, and the commitments at a Federation level were made in November 2016 at our biennial general meeting. But we have been able to do that because of years and years of work and struggle across the Federation to raise awareness and to build capacity. So, you know, we really understand that our work is built on the foundations of years of work of our comrades and colleagues before us. But as you say, we really feel that this work is becoming more and more integrated in all of the national programs, into the regional structures, into the international structures. We really see the commitment that FOI has made to building gender justice within our Federation and also in the fight to dismantle patriarchy in our societies. And we've been contributing also to processes like the communication strategy and thinking about gender justice, dismantling patriarchy, communications as part of the fight for system change. So we've also been, more and more part of different processes within the Federation. And we hope, as we look towards the BGM this year, that we can really build that work and really, really think about the structures of our Federation and how we can really transform in the way that we want them to be.
Okay, Celia, you lived many, many years in Brazil. You worked for many years with the World March of Women in this country. I would like to ask you, from a political perspective as part of Friends of the Earth International, but also from a personal point of view, how did you live the killing of Marielle Franco in Rio de Janeiro? Last 14th, there was already a month after this killing. I'd like to know, how did you feel it personally and also from a political perspective?
It's been a tough month. It's been a tough couple of years under the coup d'etat in Brazil. Her assassination and that of her driver has been received, and of course, from my point of view as well, with a lot of indignation and a lot of sadness. I've heard from many sisters in Brazil, and particularly Black and lesbian sisters, who, you know, have really said that a little piece of each of us died when they assassinated Marielle. On the other hand, it's not a surprise in the sense that, the illegitimate government has, for the last 2 years, created an ambiance, a feeling of legitimacy in relation to violence. It's a coup d'etat that we understand as classist, as racist, as misogynist. And Marielle, as a black woman, as a feminist, as a bisexual woman, as a poor woman from the favela communities in Rio, she really carried those oppressions in her body, and she used her voice to take a stand and to say no to the rolling back of rights and to the growing criminalization and to the growing state violence, particularly in her own community and in communities in Rio de Janeiro. And so, you know, with the authorization of a military intervention in Rio recently by the illegitimate government and the illegitimate president, you know, the violence, the already militarized communities in Rio are suffering even more violence from yet another perpetrator, in this case the army. And her assassination, it we really understand it as another step in the consolidation of this coup d'etat. And of course, 3 weeks later, Lula was sent to prison, and you know, yet another step in the consolidation of this very elitist coup d'etat in Brazil. But I think what's important is that, you know, that we transform our indignation into strength. In Brazil, there's a noun that is the word luto, which means grieving. But we in the social movements talk about transforming our grief into the verb lutar, which is the verb to struggle or the verb to fight. And that's really the feeling right now, is that there's this renewed desire and strength to fight back as the feminist movement and as social movements and organizations in Brazil. And of course, that includes Faux Brazil, Friends of the Earth Brazil. And, you know, that's really about recovering the democracy that's been lost in Brazil, recovering the government from the illegitimate, you know, the illegitimate hands that it's in, against the political imprisonment of Lula, for women's autonomy. So it's that mixture of sadness and indignation, but also the desire to fight.
Perfect. Celia, this is the perfect framework for my next question and the last one, at least from my side, which is, what is Friends of the Earth International reading that is the role played by women in the resistance to the neoliberal system worldwide, but also in the implementation, sorry, of the solutions? So what is the role by women in both tasks, Celia?
I think, you know, what's happening in Brazil just shows that really well right now, is that women are really putting our bodies and our voices at the front line of resistance. You know, we're resisting the control of our territories across the world by transnational corporations, but from corporate control in general. We're putting our bodies in front of, you know, mining machines, and we are occupying public spaces, and we're raising our voices in political spaces for the protection of each other, for our peoples and for nature. And we're also, you know, for us in the feminist movement, it's our own self-organization, our collective self-organization is a really key part of that. So it's the process of coming together as women to fight, which is really key to that resistance. And of course, the alternatives, you know, are being built by women collectively across the world. And so, you know, when we think about food sovereignty or agroecology, or the feminist and solidarity economy, for example, you know, or in the world of music and art, or coming together, you know, in our neighborhood, all of that is about women not only saying no to the present economic model and to the gender injustice and to the patriarchal oppression that we suffer, but also thinking about the world that we want to transform all of that into and the changes we want to see and that we're building every day.
Okay, Celia, is it anything else that you would like to add before we end the interview?
No, just super excited to be coming together in Mexico in 10 days. And we promised to put together a couple of collective interviews for Real World Radio to be able to also register the work that we're doing. So we look forward to that.
Okay, it's going to be in San Cristobal de las Casas in the Alternato Center, which is the local. It's a place run by Otros Mundos Chiapas, Friends of the Earth Mexico. And it's going to be from April the 30th until May the 4th. It was Celia Aldrich, Gender Justice and Dismantling Patriarchy Working Group member of Friends of the Earth International, and also the facilitator of this group, and also a member of the membership development team of Friends of the Earth International. Celia, you have been really very nice. We will be waiting for your interviews there in Mexico then.
Thanks a lot.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words. Building popular communications by Fowai.